Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back to the show today. Thanks for joining us. Let's do a whole 10, 15-ish minute review of humans. We humans, and some call it a sixth sense. Some call it an eighth sense. Some in other arenas call it nonsense. Be here all week. Grandpa Bill goofing around. But it's actually vital to our health. It being interception, which we'll talk about a little bit after this episode, trying to use this one segment of today's show kind of as a bridge. Most of the things that we visited archivally, pertinent to the five senses, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We certainly talked about touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste individually and collectively. But not everyone knows that we have an additional sense called interoception. That's the sense of the body's internal state. We often goof around here, within you and without you. Within you, internal state. It helps us feel and interpret the internal signals that regulate all vital functions within the body. Hunger, thirst, body temperature, heart rate. We kind of are oblivious to them, not aware of them. It's an automatic cycle. It's an extremely important sense, because it ensures that every system in the body is working properly and optimally. The innate trait for the body to heal itself that we've all been blessed with. As participants of the human race, those of us on the planet that are, those of us that aren't, move along little doggy. It does this by alerting us to when our body may be out of balance. We talk balance, balance, balance here all the time, making us reach for whatever, water when you're thirsty, or whatever beverage of your choice, but water when you thirst, or, you know, if it's too hot or too cold, to adjust accordingly, disrobe or put more clothes on. Interception is important for our mental health. It's because it contributes many, many, many psychological different processes. Our ability to make decisions, however good or bad we are in social environments, interactions, emotional well-being, the gamut, the human equation. Disrupted interception is a form of many mental illnesses. Mental illness in and of itself, you don't have to be a professional, and I'm not. And I'm not a doctor. And the old adage is, I never played one on television. And you'll understand why a little bit at the end of the story. I'll exchange a funny snippet that happened yesterday in life, an interception, if you will. Grandpa Bill's far stretch. Stay tuned for that. A little bit closer near the close today. So as we dig deeper in here today for our half hour or so, interception is important to our health. Little is known about whether men or women and how they differ and how accurately they sense their body's internal signals. I do leave that to the pros. That's why I have them in studio. But studies have investigated whether CIS, cisgender men and women, a person whose gender identity aligns with their biological sex, well, they sense and interpret interceptive and interoceptive signals from our organs, their organs, our organs, human equation, heart, lungs, etc. And the stomach all have different mixed results. And the vibrations within, we talk about all of those categories. Your organs actually vibrate with your emotions. We are the neurofiber highway. I am the porcelain junction box. Finding out if differences exist is important. It can improve your overall understanding in differences in mental and physical health, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So studies, some on the World Wide Web, let you all avail your own sources there, the good, the bad, the ugly. Hugo Montenegro, great song. Spaghetti Western, so true on any subject. The good, the bad, the ugly, completely bizarre, forever. Some studies within show participants in structured studies how they count their heartbeats, and while others within different studies ask participants to determine whether a sequence of flashing lights and how you adapt and what your stomach reacts if you're isolating the stomach geared to certain tests, heart, liver, they're out there. You can find them. Peer reviews. The analysis found that interception does in fact differ between men and women. Women were significantly less accurate at heart-focused tasks, and to some extent, lung-focused tasks compared with men, depending on your source of the study, depending on the numbers of participants, depending on the stimuli, etc., unique to any and all studies. But the differences do not seem to be explained by other factors. How hard is it for participants who tried during the task of those said participants? I don't know, I wasn't there. Or psychological differences, body weight, blood pressure, what kind of medications are they on, their heredity. All those things factor in. A structured study, an informal study, people in a room, whatever and however. Though we find significant differences across heartbeat tasks, for sure, results for other tasks, probably still ambiguous and ongoing. Thus is why there's so much research in a conglomerate of categories. Most assuredly, interoception. Mental health, our favorite category. It may be important for us to understand why many common mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression are more prevalent in women than men from puberty onward, seems to be the general consensus. Several theories have been proposed to explain genetics, hormones, personality, exposure to stress, childhood adversity. Mental health. Hello, my old friend. New studies suggest improving interoception does and will improve mental health. Studies also suggest that men may use interoception and interoceptive signals, for example, from their heart, more than women when processing their emotions. Depending on which study you reference, depending on which stimuli within the survey. Overall, it seems to be the general consensus. Other differences have also been reported, with studies suggesting that women pay more attention to interoceptive signals than men. That could mean all kinds of variables of things. Treatments for targets, improved interception may work better for some people, or different techniques within better ones. This is why we have in-house clinicians, authors on these subjects, so on and so forth. Also, where you come into play by being interactive at the polls and questions, leaving your voicemail messages at the board. So, warming up in the bullpen for today's overview of interception and probably interception. Goofing around, we'll be back in 10 seconds. Talk about interception, interoception, and interception in that order. We'll be right back. Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Let's take a look at interoception. Thanks for joining us again today. And interoception is our 8th sense. We've talked about this in archival shows before, predominantly within studio guests at the Holistic Healing Hour shows archivally. But Workouts for Geriatrics, as it's often referred to as our inner sense when we talk about dedicated guided meditations. It's the sense that actually gives us information about what's going on inside of our bodies. So those of you that have joined me previously at those platform shows with guests, my versions of Workouts for Geriatrics, wherever, we've talked about things that include heart rate, breathing, digestion, temperature, hunger, thirst, and our emotions, food for the mind, body, and the soul. So interoception is constantly working. Even when we're not consciously aware of it. Examples that we've talked about before, it helps us to know when we need to go to the bathroom, for instance. Natural body functions, or when we're starting to actually get hungry. It also plays a role in regulating our emotions. So when we're feeling stressed, our interoception system sends us signals such as, however they manifest themselves, churning stomach, racing heart, anxiety, stress. Interoception is a complex system, still not fully understood. Ongoing research continues to show that it's important for our overall health and well-being. People with poor interoception may be more likely to experience problems with anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. Is right up there within that umbrella and genre. There's a number of things that can affect interoception, stress in and of itself, illness, and certain medications. It's always important to talk to your doctor or therapist or both when you're incompetent or considering anything. So let's take another deep calming breath and try to go a little tiny bit deeper. On the physiological side of life, our body communicates internal states to our brain, sensory organs with interoception don't necessarily dedicate a organ. Information is gathered from various receptors throughout this electrical neurofiber highway that the human body is. Stretch receptors in the stomach, for one, very influential on actual hunger pangs. Chemoreceptors are sensitive to blood sugar levels, and thermoreceptors for temperature disparities in the body, cold, hot, somewhere in between, and all points in between. Neurofiber highway pathway signals from these receptors travel through the nervous system to areas like the brain stem, the thalamus, the insula, and the somatosensory cortex, all things we've talked about archivally, usually extrapolated from the human body book, and usually microcosmed in some way, shape, or form over the last year at the guided meditation meetings, Heart Brain Coherence Weekly, Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. I'm a blessed audience member there, my therapy. What we do here for years and years, and then again in studio guests and the topic at hand. So neurofiber highway, myself being the porcelain junction box forever, we've talked and segregated about pretty much all of those body parts, brain parts, in separate shows, slides, videos. So the functional significance in encompassing brain study overall is, how does interoception impact our daily lives? Homeostasis. Interoception is vital for maintaining a stable internal environment. Balance, balance, balance. We've talked about that everywhere on all of my shows. Balancing the body, the mind, life. So by detecting changes within your body, like a rising body temperature or falling blood sugar level, or any of those scenarios we just laid out moments ago, that's what triggers responses to restore the balance. And then somewhere in there, in the vortex of the 95% vortex cycle, monkey minds, predetermined in the future, we're looking for the sweet spot in the middle. Hey, check the ego at the door, take your slippers off, and come on in for some more. Never go fooling around, goofing around, but not really. 5% sweet spot when I can stay there with scattered brain syndrome. When we come back on the backside of the 10-second break, I'll elaborate on that, how my scattered brain syndrome was definitely in its Warp Factor 10 Scotty Gene Roddenberry Rod Serling kind of collaboration sci-fi movie adaptation, and crazy world of Arthur Brown and all the crazy world of Grandpa Bell. All good, pertinent to a taping with good friend Byron Athene last night. We got the ship back on course for next week, speaking of some of these emotions, he being a psychotherapist. Let's finish this up before we go to the 10-second break. Emotional regulation within the body. internal state is intricately linked to emotions. Interception helps us recognize physical sensations associated with emotions, like we said, racing heart, fluttering stomach for excitement. The awareness that can, you know, whatever, you get frightened and your hairs literally stand up on your arms or on your head. Yeah, all you comedians, those of you that are follically blessed. How's that? Self-awareness, interception is a building block of self-awareness. So by understanding our internal signals, we are our own traffic cop, if you will. Get in touch with those organs. Getting in tune with straight and narrow. The who. Yep, Grandpa Bill's on yet another intermittent water fast, listening to some really good music across the board. Ashmer. And not the crinkly crackly kind, we do that too. Also part of self-awareness. Interception is a building block of self-awareness. By understanding our internal signals, we can make informed choices about our needs, like deciding when to eat or rest. So additionally, interception, ongoing research, interceptive awareness refers to our conscious ability to perceive our internal signals, stay in tune within you and without you. The Beatles. Some people are naturally more attuned to their bodies, while others may struggle to interpret these signals. Crosstown traffic, Jimi Hendrix. Interception and disorders. Studies suggest that difficulties with interception may be linked to conditions like anxiety, autism for sure, autism spectrum disorder, and eating disorders. We'll leave that to the professionals. I'm still the layperson. So very much proven, and what I'm going to enlighten you on after a 10-second break. But improving interception, their exercises physically, literally, exercises for the body, like mindful meditation or body scan techniques. We scan the body with our meditation through the guided meditations each week led by Seth Lee Brzezinski's freedomsnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on along, always looking for the 100th monkey mind there. I'm one of the two grumpy old men from the Muppets there. I just sit in the balcony, unlike the Muppets. I keep my comments to myself there. Meditate. It's my therapy. But we talk about those things there, myself, not saying a word. Believe that? Believe? Hover on that for 10 seconds. Me being Marcel Marceau, not saying a word. Grab the belt. Deep calming breath, we'll come back, we'll segue out for today, and I'll tell you a funny thing that happened on the way to the forum of a very funny recording studio session last night with Byron Athene and talking A, B, and Z in happiness. We'll expand upon that in 10 seconds and finish up for today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here today. And I think a good way to end this session is an attempted bit of levity. So at time of taping now, Friday the 29th of March, last evening, was going to be our regular once a month, end of the month, return appearance by friend and co-host of the show at this juncture, Byron Athene, for his 8th appearance. So, kind of a comedy of not necessarily errors, just loopholes in cyberspace, communication, and time zone changes. Okay, quickly, scatterbrain for yours truly. Pretty much, predominantly the last Thursdays of the month. And for the most part, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my time. Which does equate to 10 p.m. over in the United Kingdom, where Byron resides, for his time frame. We've talked about that. I've talked about that in many Prelude shows. Oh, you know, he's really tired at the end of a business day. He's talking to me at like 10 at night. All good. So last evening, as I usually do, you know, I'll send Byron, you know, hey, I'll see you in a bit at the studio. So I did so last night. And I think I said something like, I'll see you in 40 minutes. And Byron's so great, he always says, he emailed back and he goes, well, are we doing it at a different time? And I was a little head scratching on that. And he said, that would be 9 o'clock my time, him speaking at my email. Anyway, lo and behold, after the fact, of course, as I remember everything, we in the States just changed our clocks ahead in earlier in March. They, there in the United Kingdom, as this weekend becomes, if I understand it correctly, adjust accordingly. This weekend upcoming, probably tomorrow the 30th. So I was an hour earlier, inadvertently, due to that time change scenario. All good. So we played a little bit of, okay, I'm going to be in the studio now under the readjustment. Suffice it to say that in midstream, I thought it would be good to go back to Riverside Arena, where we've done our videos before, Byron and I, and just chat in the green room as to what was going on and my misunderstanding of the time zone and my complete misunderstanding of how he was going to talk about the subject matter of happiness in an A, B, and Z categorization of his modalities and theories. Hang on to those, folks. He's coming back next Thursday to do so. I framed it innocently in the Prelude show a little bit differently in psychology and psychotherapy analysis, in other variations of actual letters within the A to Z, acceptance all the way through to zeal, if you will, trying to create that. Okay, so we talked in the green room at Riverside. We got that Grandpa Bill was confused on the time or what have you. So we were going to go back to our Blog Talk Radio studio at the real designated time. I chuckled with him in the green room. Okay, now in 45 minutes, I'll see you at, it'll be your 10 o'clock your time, and whatever was going on with me, it'll be under the regular premise for him at 10 o'clock. Okay, when I went back to my studio at the radio station, it was just one of those days, I should have sent him a brand new link to what would have been our second attempt, because the first attempt I deleted because I knew there was some semblance of confusion. Thus is why we met in the Riverside Arena face to face, and it was nice to see and talk to him and just say, hey, okay, this is what I did this time, Byron. And he'll chuckle. Byron knows me. He knows my situation. So he couldn't get back in to the radio station because by me not creating a new link, the robot was only doing its job, saying, well, that episode has been completed, because the previous one was. I didn't create a new link for him to get into our new attempt. So I sent him an email, and it was bedtime for him. You know, he's at work today now at time of this recording, or will be in a few short hours with the time zone difference. So he's going to come back next Thursday. We'll catch up over the weekend. He'll laugh. He probably wasn't laughing too much last night. He was. He understands. So it's all good, and it's actually backhandedly better, because when he gets here, it's a fresh slate. He'll elaborate as the expert, myself still as the layperson forever and ever. What he wants to talk about on the A, B, and then a Z, two theories, modalities, practices that he utilizes, permanent happiness. So that will all get clarified next week. And if we looked at it in the baseball arena, I batted 500 yesterday. That would win me the batting title all day long. But in life and in business, not so much. It's kind of like horseshoes. Almost only counts with leaners up against horseshoes. Okay, Grandpa Bill goofing around, segueing out here. So I thought I'd talk about interoception here because it goes to the brain, pun intended. My scattered brain, those that suffer head trauma, anxiety, all the things we talk about here. Join us again tomorrow, each and every day, 7 days a week. Continue to pay it forward. Many of you do. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups, and we are paying it forward. Yours, mine, and ours, thriving alive to survive. We're trying to change things together, communally, one star seed at a time. It's powerful medicine when we do it in unison, and when some of us can stay on the beam. We all know everybody and somebody that's perplexed at this point in time, dealing with the theater and the world as it burns and presently, but we're doing it calmly, serenely, and together. It would be self-defeating for good health to do it any other way. We all appreciate and are concerned with animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide. Feral and rescue pets forever. Domesticated pets, to include my own and yours and mine and ours. They're challenged. Good foods, good medicines, getting harder to come by. We can help you out on that. There are people, plants on this planet. Hopefully it's continuing to be perceived as the harbinger of good information. Myself for sure, as the porcelain junction box. Again, we're applicable. Thank you, one and all. Inviting your own teams here, yours, mine, and ours. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. We'll see you again tomorrow. Peace, everybody.